want to bring in now terrorism analyst Evan Coleman. Evan, as we spoke with the ambassador, it was interesting. He said he feels this is the end point of a very difficult road. Would you agree with that? We were talking earlier, and you had a little bit of a different take.
Yeah, I disagree for two reasons. Number one, we don't know if this is the end of this network. We don't even know for sure that this is the same network as was involved with France. And even if this is the same network, and even if all of the members are now dead or arrested or under scrutiny, this is just the beginning, because we have to get to the root causes of why this happened, and those causes have not been dealt with. There are international causes and there are local causes. Of course, international cause, there has been a war going on in Syria and Iraq now for going on 5 years. And that war, in addition to killing hundreds of thousands of Syrians, is now coming in the form of blowback to us here in the West. The second issue is more local concerns, right? Why is it that Muslims and other immigrants in Belgium have such a problem integrating with local society? Why is it that they do not feel like they are Belgian? Why is it that they are ghettoized into these communities? And that has a lot to do with what's going on here, because again, if you look at the numbers, a much higher percentage of Belgians have gone to go fight in Iraq, sure, and Syria than French nationals. And it's right next door. What is the reason for that discrepancy?